this week on YMH.
What about your butthole?
Thank you so much for asking. I was waiting till we get to my butthole.
Can you stop, though?
Wait, where are the hot, cool guys? What's the segment?
This is it. This is who you get. Welcome to YMH.
Welcome to your mom's house.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And welcome to another episode of Your Mom's House. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening, whenever you're watching. Thank you for joining us. Gene, this is a very exciting day. We have a lot going on.
So much going on.
So many things, so much learning has happened.
Yeah, a lot of learning. Listen, since last time, look, I made a very heavy announcement.
It was a few weeks ago.
Very heavy announcement about wearing a shower cap.
You never knew that that's what people do.
I did not know, because like an outdoor dog, that's what I live. I live out in the backyard.
And I want to point out, you said something.
Sure, go ahead.
That was so preposterous. I didn't think a human being would ever utter this. You believed that shower caps were made for black women to go to the airport with.
100%, Tom.
That was incredible.
Just my experience growing up in my home, my mother... My stepmother's, plural, never wore a shower cap. It's the only time I've ever seen such a thing is in the airport. I would see black women wearing them.
And you were like, oh, this is one of their things.
I just thought maybe like a do-rag, is it cultural appropriation if I start getting into this kind of territory? So I was like, this is not for me. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. So a lot of furor over this, the post on Instagram. I saw a lot of comments that I had been misinformed. I've been misinformed. It's not that shower caps are a cap. It's called a bonnet.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was misinformed by the cap report leader.
Wow.
And
they went pretty hard. People were upset.
Annie,
you didn't explain that it was a bonnet.
I know. As the head journalist and research analyst of CAP Network.
Yeah.
You know, I have to take this moment to apologize. This was misinformation, you know, and I want to apologize on the behalf of my entire news team. We take this very seriously, and we're going to take steps to prevent these types of things from...
Well, most importantly, do you feel like you learned something?
As a matter of fact, Tom, I did, and that is that I never took care of my own hair that way. You know, I should have used bonnets. It probably would have worked for me. And as a message of solidarity to anybody who wears a bonnet.
Wow. That is, wow. That's, first of all, I just want to say this is very big of you.
It's a beautiful bonnet.
Yeah, that's really, really
big of
you. What
a cool bonnet. Holy man. Now, may I ask too, because look, I have to admit, now that I use a shower cap, I got one on Amazon. It showed up. It's got little cute lip marks on it, kissy marks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It looks similar to what Annie's wearing.
It does look similar.
Begs the question, what is the difference between a cap and a bonnet?
Well, I'm imagining the material.
Yes, that's right. As far as I'm aware, my researchers in the news report, they have told me, yeah, it's more that this is made from silk material.
Wow. Does it feel nice?
For sleeping?
It feels great, actually. I feel like my hair might even grow back just from using this.
Wow.
We'll see.
That's so cool.
Because I mentioned it's for like sleeping. You can sleep on it, right? Like some women sleep on a silk pillow to keep their hair from getting too crazy. Yeah.
Well, you know, the nice thing is for everybody listening and watching, don't ever say we didn't teach you anything. Today you learned shower caps and bonnets, they're not just for black women at the airport.
Breaking
so,
news.
Yeah, there you go.
And by the way, I used my new shower cap.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's literally like 47 years I've been cranking my neck.
Yeah.
Not getting my hair wet. Tom, it's like...
It's so... This goes beyond... Any like it, I don't even feel like we're in reality.
We're not.
I didn't know I couldn't. Like there was a thing to not get my hair.
Look, my mother never did it. My mother washed her hair every single day and then squeezed lemon juice in it and teased it up and did all kinds of crazy stuff. But we just were not a shower cap family.
Yeah,
I don't know, dude. But now I feel like I've joined the land of the living. I see in color now.
Yeah,
my life's so much easier.
Yeah,
do my hair so much drier.
Yeah.
I'm like, what else am I missing out on? Oh, bro, I know. I tried a spray tan, too, with your sister while she was here.
How was that?
Shit is so good.
I noticed that you did it. You did probably the right thing, and you went really mild.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just looked like you had a little bit of sun.
Just
and I think
little.
That was smart.
It was sun-kissed. Because
it's probably
just like
very,
that.
Appealing. When you get into a place like that, you're like, yeah, make it look
tempting.
Like I got it. Yeah, tempting to get like a really good tan.
Yeah.
But you didn't do that.
No, I didn't do that. And I put a sticker on my arm. Maybe you can still see it.
Yeah.
No, it's already faded.
It's already faded.
So that you can see exactly how tan your skin got.
Yeah.
So it was just like a nice layer and it makes you look thinner.
Yeah.
Healthier. You feel excited. Like, oh my God, I just came back from Hawaii or some cool vacation.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to keep doing it. You look healthy.
Bart has been really into it. He's been talking about it nonstop.
Well, he's really dark though.
He went really dark on his second round, which I think is... Probably the thing is that you taste it, right? You just kind of go, oh, okay, and then you go, okay, I'm ready. And he really went, he really, really, really.
Because he looks like a total Floridian guy, like he's out on the boat fishing every day.
Yeah,
dude, he looks really sun kissed.
He did it. Really,
it's too much.
Too much. Yeah, he'd been out on a boat for a long time.
So here's the only crazy thing about spray tan, bro, is like you can either go naked. And like some 20-year-old girl.
I'm definitely doing that.
Looks
and by
at
the
your
way,
cooch.
If I go in there for a spray tan and they're like, oh, just put on this thong, I'll be like, no.
But hold on, Melissa.
You see it all. You see it all.
And here's the crazy part is she goes, okay, turn around, now bend over so they get under your cheeks. And
nice.
I was like, good thing I wore, because then you're spraying chemicals on your giny.
Cool.
And chemicals on your cock and balls.
That's
and
fine.
Then, yeah, but I sit on your dingus and then I'm
6 hours. You can't wait 6 hours, you fucking cum hound. Just wait 6 hours and it just dries up
and it smells bad too. Like, why can't they make spray tans smell like Chanel No. 5? I don't know why it's gotta smell so bad. What's that? Those are gay guys fucking talk.
Yeah, it's just a guy coming. Relax.
But I do feel so much better with this tan.
I'm gonna try it. But they're getting the full show. I'm not putting
it's
on
chicks.
A thong.
It's chicks, dude.
I'm just going to show them my hole up front. I'm like, here's my hole. Here's my stuff in the front.
It's my hole.
And you spray it. You spray it. I want it to be tan.
Oh, they're going to spray you.
Yeah.
And you know, it's even in my ears and stuff. It's cool.
Cool. All right, let's
and
start
you wear
the show.
A shower cap,
we haven't even
too.
Done an opening clip. I got stuff to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Where would you rank yourself on the market?
8.
Out of what, 100?
Okay, what is it? What are we rating from 1 to 10?
If you, yeah.
Okay, 9.
Okay, have a good day.
This shit is big time! Who is Randy?
R.I.P. That guy.
The best.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Mom Segura.
And Christina Pajitson. Welcome to your mom's house.
Ready? Go, 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 go. Ringo, Ringo. Paul McCartney. John Lennon. Play it all. Go, 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 go. Meow, 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 meow. Feel it in your jeans. Pull them oh so high. Pull them to the sky. It's your jeans. He does the crap.
Out of what, 100?
Dude, that's fucking dude. So harsh.
He's the best. I miss him. And he's making the rounds again on Instagram.
It's so great.
And I'm just like revisiting all and these you, good memories.
You remind yourself that he's gone. It's such a bummer. Because so you'll young. See it and you're like, oh, fucking cool. And then you're like, oh, fuck, he's dead.
But he was skinny. He looked good. What was it, a heart problem he had?
Yeah, but that's the thing. That can fool you. I know somebody who is a thin guy, okay? And has,
okay.
All right? And he's run his whole life.
You talk like
and
your dad.
He had a heart attack.
Oh, say it like your dad, though.
All right. Do that now whole he's speech taking again. Care of himself. All right? Thin guy. And he had a heart attack. It's not just fatties.
Okay. You... Have a good day.
The level of delusion that Kevin Samuels had to deal with. I mean.
Well, that's it's fucking so.
God.
Because, like, you know, the woman is doing what this modern era tells everyone to do.
Yeah.
You're a 10.
You're amazing.
You're a 10. We're all 10s.
Yeah. And he's you're like, beautiful. Like, hmm? What are you doing?
You know, the good thing about that, though, is that what he's doing or what he did was a reminder to people that that is bullshit.
Yeah.
It is bullshit to be like, we're all 10s. Like, that's bullshit.
No.
And no one will do it until someone goes, how come I'm single? And he's like, well, let's kind of evaluate things. What are you bringing to the table? Like, he's doing
what are you bringing?
The real conversation that we used to do all the time.
Yeah,
right? We
normal.
Used to be like, yeah, this is what you look like. This is what your career is. This is like what you're
your
bringing
age,
to the
table.
All of it.
All
yeah, it's all
shit.
A factor.
Mm-hmm.
And that used to be the norm. Someone would be like, well, you know, you got to fucking move up in life if you want this other stuff.
Of course.
You got to get it together. And then now they're like, whatever you are,
you're just beautiful.
You're a 10.
Yeah. Can I tell you who's a true 10?
Hmm.
Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, she's
Naomi Campbell.
You're watching that supermodels thing.
Man, the supermodels, not the fucking supper models, these fatzos they call models now. Look at her. Look at her. Now, I don't know how old is Naomi.
She's got to be in her 50s, dude.
In her 50s, bro.
Got to be.
Look at her. She's born in 1970,
she's
so she's 6 years. She's 53.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Yeah.
Doesn't and by the way, I don't know if she's had an injection done her face or whatever, but whoever's doing the work,
but
it
she
looks
always
and
looked,
her body.
She did. She basically looked like this 20 years ago.
Oh my
too.
Gosh. And then she's smoking in this documentary. She's like, I really have to quit smoking cigarettes in her mansion in Kenya. And you're like, you smoke cigarettes? She's like, I drink alcohol. I do everything bad. And she still looks great.
Yeah.
Kate Moss too.
Oh,
cocaine, cigarettes, bulimia,
and
anorexia.
This
still
kinda,
looks great.
She still looks great. And this is the kind of the thing too, when we go,
fuck right
hey,
off.
You know, you can be beautiful at any size.
No, you're not.
No, you can't. You're only beautiful if you're as thin and perfect as these women, then you're beautiful. And
it's
if you
so
don't
true.
Look like them, guess what? You're not a 10.
It's
they're
so
10s.
True.
Yeah.
It's true.
There's a reason why they made tens of millions of dollars off of just being born. Like, that's what they did. They were just born.
Hot.
And they fucking look like this.
Yeah.
And then companies are like, will you please put this shirt on?
Yeah. And
please?
Stand there.
And here's $1 million for doing that. Yeah. It's them.
It's so crazy.
It's crazy. Giselle
Bundchen.
Crazy.
I saw an interview
she's
with
her. She's in her 40s. She looks
no.
fantastic.
Here's an interview I saw, Tommy. She goes, yeah, at the height of my modeling career, I was drinking coffee all day and smoking cigarettes. Hold on. And then at night, drink a bottle of wine to calm myself down. I'm like, and yet you still looked perfect.
Yeah, you still look perfect.
I do that one
right
night.
Now, and then right now she goes, I've let myself go. Now I live. And you're like, yeah.
I mean, last night we drank with our friends and everything. Look, I look like shit. I have to wear these glasses because I look so bad.
Yeah.
But at one lunche, one time. And I look like shit. This bitch, she never packs her lunche and she looks amazing.
Yeah, they're just gifted.
Gifted.
I don't
it's
know
genetics.
Why we, you know who are tens? People who lucked out.
I know.
They're lucky. That's
just,
their gift
and
that they look
it,
like that.
That you're not them. And that's okay. You're good at other stuff. Giselle's probably not a great joke writer like me and you.
No, she's got different.
She doesn't have a podcast about farting and jizzing. Like
different skills, man. They're different skills.
Out of what, 100?
Yeah. That's so funny, man.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Oh my God, I was so excited. I got tagged in this like a week or so ago that on AEW, the wrestling show.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You know, of course, Mystic Rick, one of the, I don't know if you could pull up Mystic Rick for people that are one
of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
Yeah, I mean, he's a huge, huge wrestler that, you know, he used to do the turkey slicer and all this shit from back in the day. And when I brought him to the podcast world, and I was dogging wrestling, I never expected that the wrestling community, you know, you just don't know what's going to catch on with people. And I was in like wrestling news,
and then
I was hearing from wrestlers, and then friends of mine who knew wrestlers were like, hey, they're really disappointed. And like, I was like, because I shit on it pretty hard. Yes, it was a bit. Yes, it's how bits a lot of times work, where, you know, you say something that you kind of feel, but you exaggerate. I mean, I was harsher
it's
than
called
I.
Called comedy.
Yeah, I was just exaggerating.
It's comedy.
But it was so funny that I was like, wrestling's all bullshit and it's fucking R-worded. And then last night, or no, excuse me, I guess a week or two ago on the on AEW, there was a sign in the audience. And the guy's like near the front. And it just says Tom Segura was right. As this guy is on mic in the ring.
Amazing.
It's so funny to me that somebody would do that.
Amazing.
And thank you. I got tagged in it so many times. Thank you very much for letting me know. I just thought it was really funny, man. And I've become friends with a number of wrestlers from this era, like since this happened. But that really made my day.
The truth is out there, Tom.
Yeah.
The guy is just reporting the truth. Now, why the spacing between the word Tom and Segura? I wonder what the deal is, man.
Oh, I don't know. It's an interesting choice. Maybe it was to disguise what his sign was saying. Maybe he put something else there and then, you know, had, like took something away. Sort of like when Zolo went to Garth Brooks concert and had like Garth, we love you, and then dropped it. Where are the bodies? Right.
One of the most iconic moments of Josh Zola's career with YMH Studios was that.
That's the moment of my life. I've never been more excited.
It was incredible. It was. I mean, the rush you must. We never asked you about it, the rush you must have felt.
Yeah, it was
we're
so,
in a fucking stadium.
I know, and we weren't supposed to be on the floor at all. We were up in the nosebleeds. Chad and I snuck down there, and then we also didn't know that, like, you know, so many people would be videoing that song. So the whole thing was like, did you get that on video too? And he did, and it was fucking perfect.
Amazing. Oh, lightning in a bottle. Once and in a
for
lifetime.
People yeah that don't know, like, you're standing there and it says we love you Garth, I think,
yeah,
and then it gets on the jumbotron And then you just dropped that card, and then it says, "Where are the bodies?" And there was a quick cut away from you. They were just like, "Nope."
And you see the camera like shake because like, the cam off.
You know, the director's like, "Cut away, cut away, cut away." Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're just giving our friend the tour of the studio, and I just happened to pick up the framed National Enquirer article that came out about YMH and Garth, and I was like, "This is probably my most important." I'm proudest of
that was
of all
awesome.
My work in this business for 20 years. It's really that the making it to the National
Enquirer. The cool thing about that is that one day, you know, just like when you go into like a, like let's say an old comedy club or something. Now one day, one of our sons is going to have that like in his house, like, and someone's going to be like, "What is this all about?" And he's going to be like, "You know, my parents used to fuck with a country superstar." And they're going to be like, "What?"
They used to troll this guy named Garth Brooks.
And they'll be like, I know that guy. Yeah, I know who that
he's
is.
A really good singer. Why would they do
that? What would they do? They said he was a serial killer. And they'll be like, "Those your parents?" He's like, "Mm-hmm." Yeah. They were most proud of this, actually.
I know.
It's so stupid.
How fun was it, though, last night when our friends were over for dinner?
That was awesome. That was so
great.
What
happened? And Ellis came running through.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, you realize that at some, you know, there's just some things you have to, you know, make some sort of concession. You're like, "Yeah, I want to have our friends over, but, you know, our kids are going to be around." So you're just like, "All right, guys," you just kind of distract them for a second. Like,
yeah, I let them eat all the candy in the house.
Candy and watch. Just let us talk to our friends, please.
An hour, dudes.
Yeah. So we, we're having dinner. We're having a great time. And then we finally, it's like, "All right, we got to get in." So they go to bed. You go in there with them, tell them, "All right, go to bed." You come out and you're like, "It's on." Like, yes. We sit down. We're still talking. Then you hear footsteps, which is obviously all the time when you have kids. You're like, "What's this going to be?"
Yeah.
And our oldest walks through the kitchen while our guests are here. And he goes, "I got to poop." And we're like, "Okay."
I thought he said dump. I did teach him to say dump. I gotta take a dump.
Maybe he did. I thought it was
Clayton.
Poop.
Is he still in there? Clayton. It was poop.
Yep. It was poop. He's like, "I gotta
poop."
That's
our friend who was.
And and we were like, "Very good." And then he's a parent too, so he was like, "I'm familiar with this."
Thank God.
And then we see the little guy behind him, and he's like, he's just dancing. Like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I'm gonna go with him
for support."
Yeah, and then it's just a way to not go to bed. Yeah, which is like what they're experts in doing.
That's all they do is fight bedtime. They don't want to eat. They don't want to sleep. God, dude.
Here, I got some fun for you.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
You'll like this.
I went through a divorce.
Love her, Amber Rose.
And then I start dating after that. And it's like, well, if going out on a date with a guy makes me a slut, then that's just what I'm
going
to be.
I don't think going out on a date makes you a slut, but having sex with different men makes you a slut.
Well, what does it make you if you have sex with different women?
A slut maker.
A slut maker. Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
He really feels like he's teaching right there, too. He's like, "You like what I just taught you?"
Which, by the way, Amber Rose is so beautiful.
Gorgeous.
This girl is gorgeous and has made a fantastic living being like, "Yeah, I'm a slut," and doing slut walks in LA.
Yeah,
and
very pro, sex positive.
Sex positive, yes. So that's really funny that, of all people, this guy's telling her.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She's amazingly good looking. Yeah, yes.
But she could even say that she's up there, maybe in a 9 or 10.
Oh, she's a 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Well, where are you at?
No, I was just thinking that if you sat her next to the other lady and she was like, "I'm a 9. Out of what? 100? Yeah.
Yeah, no, Amber Rose gets to say 9 or 10.
Do you date men too?
Exclusively women.
Oh.
Would it be a bad thing for our conversation if I dated men?
Well, it wouldn't be bad for our conversation. It would be interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you date men?
I'm not attracted to men.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with it, but I know you do.
You do not see anything wrong with it?
With being attracted to men?
Why not?
Why would it be wrong?
Because it's of the same sex. Mm-hmm. So it's abnormal.
But that's not an argument.
Because liberals are betas.
Betas. Yeah, that's awesome.
But that's not an argument. He's like, yeah, you're just fucking weird if you're gay.
Yeah.
Quit being so gay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so.
Men who are liberals are betas.
Yeah. This guy's insane, though.
I know. Yeah. That's why he's the best.
He's pretty great.
Makes no fucking sense.
For those who don't know, we've been playing clips right now. This is Jesse Lee Peterson, a pastor and an educator. Mm-hmm. This is another clip of his.
Very inspiring.
Stevie is going to be real wealthy one day. He's going to have more money than Donald Trump. Are you willing to be a housewife and not work or anything and homeschool the kids and that kind of thing?
Homeschool.
Stevie wouldn't want that for me.
He loves
because I can do both.
But it's so hard on a mother to watch over the man's children and work and things like that because women are so emotional. All that stress was like freak them out and they'll kill the children.
I mean, even the guy with him is like, you know, yeah. Kills, so he's like, your woman shouldn't work because then you'll kill them.
It's true. I do get so stressed out.
I got to say, whenever he sends this woman stuff, I'm kind of like,
you believe, yeah. You know. You want me to quit?
No, I just think that he's really on point, you know.
Wait, which part though? The too many feelings?
Yeah.
Can I tell you where he is, right? Real talk? Real talk?
Sure, sure. Yeah.
It is, I think that men and women are constituted differently such that.
That is true.
You going go, 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 go makes you feel, makes your schmeckle harder,
well, it makes
stronger,
you
happier.
I think you know what it makes you feel? It makes you feel like you're worthy. Like men's validation as men comes from a lot of men comes from working, contributing,
providing,
like doing,
right.
Doing and achieving is like a very, I feel like it's a very male thing, right?
Where you're most
like,
definitely.
I'm doing things, I'm working, I'm supposed to work.
Right. Yeah. And then whereas for me, mm-hmm. now that I have children too, it's extremely depleting. So I have to be very selective of what work I do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Most of my energy goes to our children.
Yeah. So, and here's the thing, if you're a woman, and you're...
You said that like it's so demeaning.
No, I just want to make it clear that if you're a woman...
We don't even know what women are these days, Tom. What is a woman?
If you're a woman and you're listening or you're watching and you're going, well, I side more with Tom, just know you're a guy. You're a guy.
Do you do cold
plunge?
And
you think like a guy, and you're a guy.
But I will say this. Before we had kids, I was more like you in that I would love to just grind and fill that hole in my heart
and
with work. But
I liked
then
that version
children.
Of you because I felt like I was with a guy and I liked that.
And we did push-ups together.
We did push-ups, and
I spotted you. You spotted me in the gym.
Make you go face down and be like, "Tell me how much you bench."
Yeah,
and then it would feel like I was with a guy. I like that.
Yeah, like in like the movies where the guy is gay and he's having sex with the girl. He's like, face down,
put face down, show me your asshole. Why are you shaving it? Let the hair grow. Yeah.
But sometimes I do think you would like it better if I were a guy because you're always like, why don't you like football? And I'm like, because I'm a woman.
I never say
why don't you watch? Why don't you cold plunge? You're always like, you should really do the cold plunge. I'm like, I'm a woman. I don't want to be uncomfortable.
I don't say it like that. I just go, do you want to?
And the answer is always no.
Absolutely not.
Never.
No. Yeah.
Oh, like cold plunging? No, it's for lesbians and men. We already covered this.
Let's see this other one.
Do you regret not getting married, having children now that you're older?
Well, and I'm gay.
You're gay?
Yes.
You don't look gay.
We come in all shapes and sizes, brother.
So you're gay?
I'm gay.
I didn't know you were gay.
Yeah, well, I just told you.
How did you become gay?
One doesn't become gay. One is born that way.
Oh, man.
This guy's a father? I didn't know you could be gay and a father. Am I a priest or whatever? What kind of a priest is he? What? And in the Catholic Church, are you allowed to
be? He's not Catholic. You can't tell by the collar?
But what is the collar?
It's a priest, but it's not of the Catholic denomination.
What church is this that they're like,
could
it's cool?
Could be Episcopalian. Yeah. Yeah. Does it say here?
Episcopalian.
It could be.
What church are you allowed to be gay in?
Episcopalian.
Yeah. What, there's some newfangled church. These Episcopalians.
Yeah. But also, of course, you could be a gay priest and Catholic as well. I'm not saying you can't be.
But
they probably wouldn't announce it.
Yeah,
like
you're not
this.
Allowed to be openly like, well, hey, I mean, I'm
it's
gay.
Not, you're, I mean, just it's not common. But the way that he clearly has said this openly, that's what makes me think he's definitely, aside from the collar, not Catholic denomination.
Nice.
I feel like almost sad to click this next button because I think he's going to say something so mean to this guy.
This guy seems sweet.
I know. He seems like such a nice guy, and he's like, ugh.
Does God know you're gay?
I believe so.
Did he make you that way?
That's my opinion.
You think that God made you gay?
I have no, you know, I don't know the, I'm not going to be presumed to plumb the depths of the Most High, but yes, I've been gay as long as I can remember.
And so, have you been with men?
Of course.
Like sexually?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's mind blowing.
This is the first time he's heard of gays?
I don't know.
That's really funny.
He's very bothered by it. You know?
He really hates it. Maybe he needs to try.
When people get this type of reaction, though, it always makes me feel like you're only a few questions away from discovering their own, their own curiosity with it, or their own experience with it. You know,
he wants to suck.
This is just bullshit.
You a priest? Can you curse?
I just did.
That's amazing. You gay and you curse. God is not pleased.
God is not pleased.
Okay. He just interviewed him the way I would.
Yeah. Well, this guy settled in and was like, I think he just realized how fucking crazy this guy is he's talking to. Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, wow.
That was a fun rundown.
Sucking dicks in the church.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Here we go. Here's something for you. Let's cleanse the palate.
Yeah, that was something a bummer. Fun. I didn't like that. Yep. That's how I feel about people biking in the streets.
Oh, here's the good part. Now you can hear the screams. You liked it.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Well, the guy's biking on like the freeway.
It's on the highway. That's so insane.
So
it's
dangerous.
It's so crazy when people do that. And they're like, what? I have to get here. Oh, okay.
Well, not all bicyclists, but some do have quite an attitude.
Yeah, they do.
Owning the roads where their cars are.
Streets for all of us. But what's crazy is that on a lot of streets that we see these things on, there are bike lanes.
Right.
And they're always out of it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to teach someone a lesson.
Teach them a lesson.
In a fucking dump truck. You got to run over a bike in your truck.
Yeah.
You're
it does
massive.
Make me happy.
It's so big that he gets hit. I mean, this thing is huge.
But why is
it's
he?
A fucking
he's,
semi-truck.
He's stupid. I don't bike where these big trucks are, you dummy. Really?
Oh my God.
That's stupid. I like that part. The whining.
That part was cool.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I broke my leg.
Oh. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I've broken my leg.
Yeah, that was pretty.
How did he know? Usually you don't. When I broke my ankle, I didn't know.
You didn't see the part where he found out?
No, it was kind of.
Did you miss it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when he falls, he jumps off of that, and that humongous piece of rock falls with him. It lands on his leg.
Oh, yeah, that'll
right?
do it.
But that's not when he knows, Christine. Mm. He finds out that his leg is broken when he makes the attempt to stand here.
Oh, and he's like, oh! Shit,
I just saw that.
He's like, ugh. Yeah, that's not smart to try to
he's
stand.
Like, I've broken my leg.
So refined. Yeah. I've broken my leg, eh?
Yep.
Damn, that was terrible. That didn't make me feel any better than the last clip.
Oh.
That made me feel way worser, actually.
It did?
Can you put in something a little positive,
sure.
maybe? That was terrible. Was this in Romania? Yeah.
That's your people trying
tribe.
To jump a building.
Sally!
Yeah, somewhere in Hungary.
Okay. Look at him.
They're
always okay. Whenever these Ruskies do this crazy shit, they're always like, I made it.
Of course they made it. It's just they're cockroaches. We're cockroaches. There's no such thing as being sick or broken. 100%
you're going to like. I found one you're going to like.
Okay.
Look. In the urinal, somebody took a shit in the urinal.
What a dick. Oh, this poor man.
I know.
What a gig. It's horrific. Oh, nobody should have to do that.
And he does it because it's his gig.
Poor man. Yeah, it's a, put a mask on, baby. You don't need to smell it. He's gonna, poor guy. He's so skinny, too. He doesn't have much in him.
Yeah. Picking up a
Who's videoing it? I mean,
I think his coworker.
Fucking die.
Oh.
You know, can I tell you something?
To take a dump in the urinal is just
savagery. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I tell you when I used to work at Barnes & Noble?
Yeah.
In the summer of 90. I got it. Thanks, I got it. I got it.
Well, we want to see the video.
I know, but I don't want to see him throwing up.
He's not throwing up. That's a good man right there.
It is a good employee. He should get a fucking raise. Okay. I'm trying to tell you something.
Okay.
When I worked at Barnes & Noble in like the summer of whatever it was, 96.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe the animal shit that human beings do in a bookstore toilet. There would always be like a sea of pubic hair on the seats or just big logs like this. People go in and just dump like that.
Why don't you flush your dump?
Fucking Barnes & Noble.
Just to fuck with the next person?
I don't know. But then you would get your job for the night for closing. And that was like my dreaded job, was to clean the toilets at the bookstore. It was especially after a weekend when people would go to the Starbucks.
Yeah.
Drink their coffee and then shit at the bookstore. Horrible.
It's horrible.
It's like, what are you doing? Go home and shit, you dummy.
Yeah.
Why do you have to shit at the bookstore?
Sometimes you just got to shit.
But if there's one stall too, it's like one stall. Isn't the pressure too much?
No. Sometimes you just have to.
I know.
A lot of bookstores have, you know, they have coffee and you're like, I'm looking at books, I'm drinking coffee, I'm shitting.
But if there's multiple stalls, like there's one in Pasadena of Romans, that was my safe haven.
Yeah.
But there was like multiple stalls. You know what I mean?
What are you going to do? Not shit?
Yeah. Mm. Hold it in.
This will make you happy and then
go
we'll
go to Romans in Pasadena.
Ready?
Yeah.
Why is your car so loud?
I'm sorry?
Did it get impressed with people? Because it's just annoying.
No, I did it for myself. I just like the way it sounds.
But nobody likes it but you.
What'd you say?
Nobody likes it but you.
Yeah. That's, you know what I like the most about this? How dismissive he is of her.
Yeah.
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 And that's how you should talk to all women. Let's wrap this up. We will be back in a moment. Mike. And welcoming for the first time to our studio, the two chicks from Girls Gotta Eat. Raina and Ashley, thanks for coming in, everybody. Chicks. Let them hear it. Thank you for coming.
Thank
Hello.
You.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're guys, so young. We're just like chicks.
You are. You're total chicks.
You guys are like the sex positive ladies, sex positive.
Do you have a lot
chicks.
Of sex negative people on the show?
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
What do they say?
We're going to introduce you to them pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah, we just played a guy who couldn't believe that another guy was gay. He's like, you're gay? You're gay?
I'm glad you brought that. We brought you guys a butt plug.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Do you wear those? Are you fans?
I'm wearing it right now. For you. We're doing it right now. Yes.
Can you wear one right now?
We like to wear it. We do headphones and butt plugs. That's our.
No. Well, actually, we have a.
Do
girl.
You find that you focus more when you have a butt plug in? Like you're able to get your tasks.
I focus it on my asshole more.
Yeah.
That's
for
more
sure.
just what's going on. I don't care about this. This is stupid.
I know.
But I'm being serious. When do you? Because we have a girl who cleans her house and she finds it more meditative.
You make it sound like we own her.
Well, she's a huge fan. She's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Can you do stuff with a butt plug in?
You can do anything. Yes. So this one, if you train your butthole to hold things in. Yeah, you could clench it and walk around. I don't see why not.
Well, we heard a story about someone that like wore one of the metal ones and like you sit down on the subway and it clinks, you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
But ours isn't metal.
Yeah.
That's amazing. This girl said, don't recommend sleeping with the butt plug in for like 8 hours. Why is that? We'd understand why.
This wouldn't be comfortable to me. I mean, people do suggest if you want to get into butt play that you start to like put it in, leave it there for a little bit. Yeah, strength training for your butthole.
Strength training.
Yeah.
Here I am.
I just
want to
clarify.
Weights.
I'm not wearing one. I just, that was a bit. Yeah. Super funny.
Yeah.
Do you want to go put it in?
No. And then give it to Tom.
Are you in the regular practice of wearing them or, you know, trying them? No.
No, not really.
No.
I mean, I like butt stuff, but I am not like a big put a toy in my butt. My boyfriend's, we're just getting him into butt stuff. Him and Raina have been discussing how to ease in.
Oh, you her put your boyfriend with her to discuss?
He texted her.
It was our first text ever. He texted me, help. And they were on a trip together. And I was like, oh my God, he did something like really horrible to her. And he needs my help like backing out of it and like making it up to her. And he was like, loose talk of butt stuff tonight. And I wrote him a dissertation on how to make her butt feel good. And I was proud and uncomfortable.
Well, like, give us a little insight. Yeah, like, what do you do?
Okay, so she doesn't like a ton of, like, full penetration. You can, like, ease into it. Like, you kind of work the area
a little bit. You were coaching him specifically
for Ashley.
That's very nice.
Yeah, it was a nice bonding moment for everybody.
So you were, like, kind of, you know, play in the field. Like, have a, like, warm things up.
And then
don't hammer her in there. Just kind of.
Right. And I wanted him to ease into it too. Like, I think that some people think butt play is just like two fingers straight in.
Or just anal.
Or
penis.
Yeah. Like, you can just. Well, you like a finger in the butt, right?
No.
No?
I've watched your stand up. You do.
He likes it. I thought you were looking at me. Sorry. Tom is very much into it. And I have to admit, I'm very afraid.
It's warm up there. I'm gross.
It's hot. Thank you so much. It's hot. It's steamy and hairy.
It's so
and generally,
steamy.
I don't want to put my hands anywhere.
You got to get long nails so you have an excuse.
But then they want that cut. Oh, and they don't want it.
Then they won't want it.
Oh,
see,
that's the problem.
Your hands right now are too perfect.
She doesn't need another excuse. There's already fucking 20 years.
Well, hold on. Maybe you guys can help me then. How do I work up the courage?
To get
this is
fake
endless.
Nails.
No. To finger his beak. And which finger? Do I do a thumb? Do I do the middle?
What do you like?
I'm terrified.
Do you do it to yourself? Like when you do it to yourself, what do you like?
I close my eyes and I picture a woman and I'm like, oh yeah. And I talk to myself. Yeah.
Which finger do you do?
I mean, like index or middle? Yeah.
It feels like index for sure. Yeah. After a shower so that the warmth won't bother you as much.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you can just work the
shower. The
hole a little bit. You don't have to be like
exactly.
In and out,
it's like
I
keep fucking telling her this shit.
Just tap the star.
See, I have a friend that goes, I put my finger all the way in and then I J his D. And I'm like, that is so varsity to me. So I think what you're saying is I need to start off very small.
Yeah.
Like preschool. Like just what if I just tap and then I'm done?
Yeah.
Just a panicked tap.
I think it's like everything. This is the thing that we find so much. People have these big intimidating ideas about anything sex related. Like even blowjobs. You got to finish it. Are you spitting or swallowing? It's like you can just suck a dick for a little bit. It can be foreplay. Like I think people get overwhelmed. Yeah. Butt stuff means anal. It's just like none of it. It can be, a little tap.
Does your boyfriend like his played with as well?
Oh my God, I have the best idea.
Not his butt, no.
No.
I like to fuck with him in public, like just do a credit card swipe like
sure.
up the back.
He doesn't like it in bed.
He clenches so tight. No, I'm not like getting back there in bed. He's just not into it. We'll see. We're still pretty new.
Sure.
Hold on, guys. I know you have your own sex toy company. Yeah. I have the best idea.
Why?
Okay. Do you think you can make like a fingertip? Like
have
a synthetic fingertip that covers my actual finger so that I don't get creeped out by Tom's heat and hair?
Yes. So she could use, we have one called the Lucy, it comes with a bullet and some different sleeves for the bullet, and we're going to start selling one that has like a little finger slip, and you could just put your finger in it instead of the vibrating bullet.
Yeah,
what do
sure.
you think of that?
Just don't get it stuck.
But here's the thing.
What if I just did the
vibrating
bullet?
Can I tell you something? No,
this is
like, you're full of shit, man. You keep saying this like all the time.
No, you're fucking, everybody,
what
Why
if I did this?
Me?
And then you,
Why
because
are
you,
you
don't
me?
Ever do any of it. Because
I'm scared, Tom. It's called fear.
You drank?
Yeah.
Okay, well, get drunk first. That's the first step.
See, this is why we need these ladies to teach me. Yeah. I don't fucking know. I'm not normal. Do you know I just figured out a shower cap? I've never used
it. I heard
about
it. And I also was thinking about you in the shower because we're staying at the Soho House. There's a rain shower. And I thought of you because you're like, when you're not trying to wash your hair, you can't use the rain shower. It's a whole thing. Yeah. So I was just thinking you in the shower earlier.
Thank you for thinking of me. You're so sweet. And now you'll think about me. I'm just scared. But you're telling me alcohol, synthetic fingertip.
Yeah.
And
it's
then
the same
I just
bullshit.
Let's move on.
So
he's so upset.
Just like, you know, you're like, oh, what if I, okay, so I'll give it a try. And then you don't fucking try.
Because we never, it's always the kid, we two little boys.
The kid, like, not them, yes!
It's do you see how the goalposts are moving now?
Yes.
Way over here. Like,
it's that's just, why he has to figure his own butthole and talk to himself.
It's just so unarousing to have, like, mommy. Like, it really takes me.
I think in the shower is the move. Do you guys ever shower together?
Yes.
Oh, okay. In a hurry. Yeah.
All right. Well,
okay. In the shower. Okay. Okay. What?
All right. Anyway, so what about your butthole?
Thank you so much for asking. I was waiting till we get to my butthole. I don't want anything anywhere near. That is a no-fly zone.
No fly.
Same. I don't want a finger, a tongue.
No mouth in there?
I hate it so much. Every guy I've ever dated, like, while I'm, like, on top, just, like, riding, going to town, wants to stick a finger in my butthole. And it takes me so far out of the mood.
Wow.
I hate it. Well, this is a good thing. I can be on the cusp of orgasming, and you will send me right back to start.
This is why you probably, I'm assuming, then endorse really communicating what you like and what you don't like, right?
That's very much what our show is about.
Yeah. Yes, so, totally. So do you, is it kind of like it's a thing that you lead? Like, do you tell guys up front, by the way, I don't like this?
I wait until they do it and I tell them they're doing a bad job. No.
Yeah. Shame.
Well, I mean, if it never comes up, if you never try to figure my butthole, I don't need to bring it up.
Yeah.
I'm happy to request things that I enjoy. We always suggest mentioning something on a podcast. I heard this thing on this podcast. Sounds crazy and fun. I had this boyfriend that wanted to always, like, finger my butthole while he was coming. Uh-huh. Like, he would be on top and I could tell he was about to finish because he would just go straight to my butthole. We're at dinner or something. I was like, so I've kind of noticed that you tend to, like, go towards my butthole when you're orgasming. And that's not, I don't. If that's something you want to explore, we can talk about it, but I don't really want to. And he was like, I don't know why you have to bring this up all the time. Talk about this stuff. And I'm like, this is my butthole.
I don't want
anything in my butthole.
Sure.
Now, will you lick scrum?
Will I lick a butthole?
Yeah.
I would never.
I have.
You can do whatever you want to my butthole. That's none of my business, but I'm not.
You would
I'm
never.
Not a man's butt. I put my mouth on.
All right. You know what we're going to do is we're going to end the show.
Thank you, guys. So, I've been waiting for you to.
But ladies, I'll do finger stuff all day, but a woman's mouth on a man's mouth.
I've done it, okay? I feel embarrassed. Yeah.
But see, I agree with you. And I do, when I do stand up, I'm like, who here does it? And there's a lot of young girls this generation.
No judgment.
Right.
No, total shame and judgment. It's disgusting. You probably can get E. coli or whatever. Why are you doing this?
You guys are of an older generation.
I'm older than shit.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay. Tell us, what's it like? What are steam trains like? Are those fun to drive around in?
Yeah, I have a line.
I'm old as fuck.
I'll do whatever with my hands, but I just can't. There's something about it. I'm just like,
it doesn't taste good.
Thank you.
It's not an enjoyable. It tastes musty.
If I had a partner that really, really wanted it,
yeah,
like that was his thing, I think I would attempt it in the shower only.
Thank you. There is a place. Even Miss I Will Not Do That was like, okay.
Okay, but you're saying it doesn't taste good.
I did it immediately after a shower. Like, we got out of the shower.
Yeah,
I did it.
That's fine.
It's still an open cavern into your butthole.
Yeah, it is. Like, it is. And a cool chick is cool with that. You know what I mean?
Raina,
put these on.
You're so stupid.
Now,
so dumb.
I thought this would be a fun game to play.
Okay.
You guys are known, obviously, for your opinions on sex and you're guiding people. How about we give you four guys and you tell us in order who's the most fuckable?
Okay. Love
who you're dating?
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Here we go.
God, this is so exciting.
It's the best. You're gonna love this.
I'll make this brief. My name is John Lyu Shipman. I'm looking for girls for pussy. I love you, pussy.
That's number one.
Oh.
So first of all,
he ended strong,
and he communicated well.
Okay,
he's telling you what he likes. I mean, there's a little more.
He's got a little rasp to his voice.
I think he can't breathe.
If you're into fat guys,
for some action, you live in Missouri.
Oh, very specific now, Missouri.
Please call me at 157.
Gives out his digits. Or text.
Somebody sent this to you guys. You requested this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a kinky motherfucker.
He's a kinky motherfucker.
Built a sex swing time machine out of beef jerky. I want a girl who can roll a blunt with her pussy. Text me at 16, or call me. My name's John. Call me at 155.
All right. So far, he's in the lead, obviously. He's the first one.
I don't know if John can handle a lot of action physically.
This is a very good point. No, like, one's actually ever said that.
He's struggling to
breathe,
to get this out.
Right. I see what you're saying. And we don't even know.
Him on a swing? We're swinging. No, we're not.
It's a beef jerky swing, guys, to be fair.
I think, to be fair... If you are open to it, he's probably going to lay down and
you sit on his face.
Yeah, I think that's really what this is.
That's
be
cool.
About.
That's an easy. Hey, in the grand scheme of things, that's an easy thing to please.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Face sitting, big whoop.
But so also, just keep he's this in putting mind. It out there. Do you like this? So you know, right, you're saying, sorry, right. You know, sorry, like, are sorry. You into this?
Okay,
right,
right. Because like, what kind of guys? You mentioned we cut it off because we wanted to save it. That you're fucking an ableist, and that you yeah. are.
God,
what's an ableist?
You know, you're
don't date guys in wheelchairs. You don't date.
You never heard that term.
You never heard ableist.
God,
Jesus. You don't date guys in wheelchairs.
Yeah, you know that.
There's
always,
a name for that.
Yeah, you always laugh at the cripples. So no,
that's not
me. No, that's not you.
You but do you, that.
Yeah, but you are 5 feet tall.
I am 5 feet tall.
And what do you what kind of guys do you go for?
People that look like The Rock or Dave Bautista. Dave Bautista is my number one.
That's your number one?
That's my number one.
Bautista?
Bautista.
May I see a photograph? A photograph, sorry.
He looks like a monster.
This is your... So you want to...
You got to get full body.
There he is. That's him.
You want a gorilla.
I want a Neanderthal, giant...
This is what you like.
Bald beard, covered in tattoos.
No, hold on. Now hold on. You're a 5 feet tall woman.
Some guys are really into it.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rank yourself? You want Dave Bautista, but how do you know he wants a 5 foot tall?
I don't.
She's just saying what her preference is.
I'm just saying that's what I would pick.
Would you be into this if he was like 5'5", like Aaron Burr?
But hold on,
What's his height? What is his height?
Dave Bautista's like 6'3".
Is he?
He's a big man.
Okay, I didn't know.
Okay, but here's the deal, man. Can I tell you my theory?
I didn't realize
he's
that
6'4". He's a giant. His dick will rip you apart.
So my ex that kind of looked like that, the biggest dick I've ever seen. It's hard to take, but I would deal with it.
Hold
for
on.
Dave Bautista.
Can I tell you my theory, though, with really attractive men?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're going to go for like, this guy's like a 10, right? And who's the first guy you mentioned?
The Rock.
The Rock.
This is, we're going through Raina's list right now.
Here's my
the
theory.
Rock is what we start with.
Right.
I would throw Travis Kelce in there. He's a top four for
okay.
me.
So all like, right. Okay, so I just saw the other day, I was at lunch and I saw a really attractive man, like a 10, like a fucking Ryan Gosling, like, dude, bro, 10.
Okay.
So I was like, dude, this bitch he's with better be like a dime times two. Like she better be a fucking 20 because they can fuck whoever they want.
Totally.
So how are you keeping Dave Bautista around? How are you keeping him faithful to Ryan?
Maybe I don't need him to be faithful.
Ooh.
Maybe I just want to have him come home at the end of the day, hang out with me, we tell some jokes, whatever, and he can go on the road and fuck whoever he wants. I don't care.
I also don't. He's like, don't you feel like he's a little specific? I'm not attracted to
right.
it.
He's not
it's
right. for everybody.
That's right. Which is fair. But being that what you just said, does this mean that this is not for you what you would want long term? This is just a fun thing?
Long term, forever term.
Oh, forever term
really
you want this?
That.
Oh, wow.
He's also like, seems like a really nice guy. He like rescues and fosters a lot of
he
dogs.
He actually does seem like, I've seen interviews with him. He seems like, and he does. He seems like a really good guy.
Hold on, Reddit. So you're saying you would forego the monogamy, the safety, the security of a loving marriage?
To fuck a silverback gorilla. Yes.
Yeah. Sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought we were damaged. Yeah. This is crazy.
I feel like you would. I feel like it's like don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, I don't want to know about it. I don't want you to come home and tell me about it. I'd like you to make safe decisions and wear condoms. But like,
sure.
I don't think that there's like one type of relationship to have. And I think that like you sometimes with somebody like that, you got to be a little realistic that they are going to sleep with other people.
Would you consider polyamory?
I'm not interested in my partner dating other people. This is a hypothetical person. I don't know. But like,
you wouldn't be sister wives for him.
Yeah. I don't, I'm not interested in my partner like having another partner.
But you turn a blind eye. If you had kids with Dave Bautista and you were like, well, he steps out on the marriage.
I got to tell you something.
That's wild.
I got to tell you something.
I would murder Tom. Like, I would fucking kill him.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking kill.
Also,
I'll tell you, in this scenario,
relationship.
I see
Raina sounds pretty cool to me. I'll just say that.
She's been talking about you, Tom, actually. She's like, he's looking more and more like my type.
Raina, check this out.
Raina, no.
Look at that.
I won't even make eye contact with you. You don't have any tattoos, though, do you?
I'm getting them this week.
Well, you're a red flag. Yeah. You don't have any?
No, I don't have any.
Okay.
Ashley,
that's a red flag?
So I
don't have any, but I would never date a guy without them. It's my toxic trait.
What?
Wow.
It's weird. I don't know. It's like, no offense, but I'm just like,
really
I really like him. That's the only thing we really have in common. We have totally different tastes, which makes
sleeves, like lots.
I don't need like two full sleeves. My boyfriend is like 13, they're all over, you know.
Does the scatter thing, because I have, I enjoy the aesthetics of tattoos a lot too, but like sometimes they're like, you know, mix and match everywhere.
They feel like a little scattered.
Yeah,
you're just like that.
I told him to kind of like, let's just pause for a second.
Do you like that? You guys showed me a photo of somebody with like a really cool sleeve. Like, do you like that? That looks rad on a dude.
That's,
I think,
sexy. Right? I'm down with a sleeve, but I also, I don't want two full sleeves, two full legs up to the neck.
That's a lot. Well, how about jokey? When they're real, does it matter to you?
There's a line.
There's a line, right? Because there's like, you know, Mr. Hamburger or whatever fucking on their sleeve. Yeah. Like, all right.
There's a line, and also too, like, I don't know, too silly? Cringe, too like deep.
Too meaningful.
Yeah.
You're like, ew, don't share that feeling with
my
me.
My brother has this tattoo on his back. It's half of his back, and it says, "Watch me become what I can be."
That's kind of cringy.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, my pussy just dried up. My pussy just sealed itself shut.
Do you make fun of him for like,
every day?
And he's cool with it though.
Where is it on a long?
It's
like
his
Ben
whole
Affleck?
Shoulder blade. It's
Did you see Affleck's?
Yeah, doesn't he have like risen from the ashes?
You got a Ben Affleck back tattoo. Have you ever seen this?
No.
Oh my
God.
Why is this kryptonite? It's like, I don't.
Wait.
No. That's
Ben Affleck's.
Thing?
Yeah.
Our friend did this for Halloween. His girlfriend painted his
back.
Look
at that.
It was incredible.
But look at that.
It's
that's
a phoenix
insane.
From the. I get the symbolism of a phoenix rising from the ashes.
That's insane.
My goodness.
It's not for me.
I never saw that. It's too many colors for me.
That's intense.
Right. Colors.
I just want black.
By the way, let's go ahead and say it though. Underrated director. The guy really is an unbelievable director.
Can I tell you something though? I like it. I don't. I thought my pussy would dry up, but
the wings. I can't.
Can I tell you why I like it?
Yeah.
I love the symbolism of a phoenix from the ashes. I'm a sucker for this analogy this is. I like it.
He got this when he divorced from Jennifer.
For the
Garner.
Divorce. Yeah. Yes.
Wait, that seriously?
Yes. That's the way he did it. Yeah.
I would have looked so beat down
smaller.
Ever since.
Yeah.
And I'm a sucker for knuckle tats. That to me says real mental illness. And I really like
that's
that.
Fair.
Yeah.
My ex had a jaguar that size just coming down his whole back.
A big cat. I like
around,
a big cat.
The whole back. It came around the side too. No real significance. He just liked it.
I love this. So far, we gave you John who lays on his back.
Okay.
Now we're going to move on to a different type of guy.
You would be required to make daddy come. Is that understood? And it would be done in a way that you want to do either with your body or a friend of yours that's a girl that you can sell a picture and say daddy stroke to her.
Okay. I'm gonna fucking throw
so
up.
So this is guy.
I hate it.
Now, here's the thing. The way that he speaks, it almost presents if you were listening, you're like, oh, this might be like a wealthy guy. You know, like
totally.
He has such.
You close your eyes.
Then,
I hate it.
And then you look at the background, you're like, that's a mattress kind of like maybe on the floor. It's very messy. It's not a nice place. So he's not.
Right. He thinks he's Christian Grey.
Yes,
he's like
exactly.
A frat guy.
Yeah.
It's at like, 50.
All right, or 60. A video that you found or something that you think.
No,
we'll
it's the cadence.
Oh.
I feel like
squirt.
We need to call the cops.
Okay. So far, John's in the lead still.
Yes,
John. You have this information? This guy? You should report to the authorities.
Well, he's already been.
He's hiding in plain sight.
Arrested.
He has a mattress on the floor. Yeah.
That's he does.
Prison cell, actually.
Yeah.
I hate this.
I hate this. I also don't like daddy. Like,
nope.
Yeah.
That's a very specific thing. Dad, you like a daddy?
I don't.
I feel like she does. I feel like she does.
Wait, can we talk? Can we talk about this quick?
I feel like Bautista's like, daddy's home. And then Raina's like, wow.
Raina, do you really like someone to say, make daddy come? Are you into that?
I don't hate it. If I close my eyes and this guy didn't look like this.
Can I tell you why, though? Is it because your real life dad's not a creeper? Because my real life dad's a fucking creeper. And I think that's why I don't feel safe, even remotely. He didn't ask me, but he definitely is like, he fucked
on the
a
cusp.
Lot. No, he wasn't into girl, like children, but definitely fucked a lot of women.
Okay.
So he's a creeper. So like maybe that's why I can't even go here.
A hypersexual guy.
Hypersexual. You know, towards like, women, not children.
Your dad was.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it yours? A creep?
So I think the daddy thing is interesting and I can't fully like hypothesize, but like I just have a really good relationship with my dad. So
there
I feel like
go.
I don't want.
Right. It'd
that's
be weird.
Why I don't like it. But it goes either way. I don't know. You have a good relationship with your dad.
So what's your deal with your dad?
I don't feel like kink shamed. You guys can make fun of me. I like what I like. I just like some dirty
be yourself.
Shit. I have a great relationship with my dad and my stepdad, and no one's ever touched me in a weird way or made me feel uncomfortable. My dad seems pretty non-sexual. He's had a bunch
of wives.
That's a good I think that's how most people, especially women, want their dads.
Yes.
For dad to be paternal, non-sexual. Yeah.
His last wife actually told me, she was like, we don't have a sexual relationship. And I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling
me. Her dad came to us, 76 years old, and he was like, he's starting to date this lady, and he was just like, are we going to have sex? Like, he wanted to hear about what are they supposed to do at this age.
Yeah.
He was asking Ashley's advice.
You guys.
For what to do at 76.
And what did you say?
I don't know. I mean, it's such a blind spot for me as being so young. But I don't know, though. Like, can you meet at 75 or whatever and just have a nice
non-sexual
companionship relationship? Or are we fucking if we met at 75?
You know, I think the real answer is that it just varies person to person, right? Because I've actually... I had to be educated on this because my dad would tell me about his friends that were like in relationships. And then there were the totally like non-sexual ones. And then there were the dudes who were like 85 and still fucking,
crazy. Well, didn't all those Al Pacino and then the other, they both got their partners pregnant. Robert De Niro.
Is that normal, like, quote unquote? Like, is it common for like men, adult men, to talk to their adult male sons about
I think the older, like, because I never had any sexual conversation with him as like a teen or in my, you know, it's like, I think as you start to view your parents as like people, you know, when you get older, and then I think they start getting comfortable talking, like, you know, we didn't get into the same conversations that I have with like my friends, you know. But he would let, you know, you could also see him. He'd be like, you know, I remember that girl. She really knew how to suck. You know, and I was like, what the fuck? And then, you know, he would, or let out what he likes. I love cleavage, I like big tits. And I was like, yep, thanks for selling me.
I like your impressions of your parents. Well, they really make black.
You know, it's like, it's so, we always talk about it. It's so weird though when like your dad's like, do you know what makes me hard? And you're like, ugh.
That's crazy.
But that's essentially what he's saying. Like, he's not saying it like that directly, but when he's telling you like, love cleavage, you're like, you're telling me what makes your dick hard. I don't want to know this, dude.
Do your kids watch like either of your stand-ups?
No.
They're so not interested.
No.
Oh, really? Okay.
No. I mean, they will. It'll be horrific at some point. Yeah.
They're five and seven. They can't even.
I put on one time, it was like one of the few things that I could show them. I put on, dad, look, here's dad talking about you on like Colbert. And like, he's like, that didn't happen like that. Like, what I was saying. And I was like, yeah. And then he was like, where's my fucking, like, he just goes right away. They don't give a shit.
That's true. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No,
they don't want to know. The only thing, I can't say it. I'm going to be on a show that they watch pretty soon, and I'm pumped.
Oh, that is exciting.
And we'll see if they even want to watch
more. No, that's going to be different. That's a dream to be able to do, to be on a show that the kids actually like, and she's doing that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids are stupid, you know?
Yeah, they are so dumb. Like,
they're so fucking dumb.
Like, I remember when my brother went to Disney World, they were, like, we did a full 4 days, and they were like, Matt, what was your favorite part of Disney World? And he was like, the monorail, like the train between the parks.
Yeah.
My parents were like, what the? We just had to put him on a subway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't know.
A lot of places that we go, like, their favorite thing is the escalator.
Yeah.
They'll ride it for an hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Up and down. And then they'll go against it. Oh, look, I'm going up while it's going down, and they're laughing. And then somebody who works at whatever place is like, excuse me, could you not have your kid do this?
Yeah, we got kicked out of a department store. Because in Texas, they can ride the escalators, and no one gives a shit. We were in L.A., and they were just riding the escalator.
Too many rules
in LA, being disrespectful.
Yeah.
And the guy, security came. I'm going to walk my ass out.
All right, ladies. Get ready to moisten up. Here we go.
Oh, God.
What's up on my Instagram, Edheads? I'm on a roll today because women are fucking stupid. Okay? They're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't understand why it's so difficult for good guys to meet a fucking sane woman. I don't understand why every woman's a fucking stupid idiot. I don't understand it. I just don't. Do you understand we are in the situation we are in because woman ate the apple? It is woman's fucking fault. Give me back my fucking rib and go back to where the fuck you came from.
All right, are you attracted to
this background?
Is that like George Washington or is it like a skeleton?
Is it a sex doll? Is it his mom?
I think he's a collector.
Is it like taxidermy? What is that?
I think it's a skeleton with the American flag.
Yeah, it's a skeleton dressed up for July 4th.
A skeleton?
Yes, that's what it is. Yes, he's wearing it.
No, we're not. I'm not. Sorry, can't speak
you're
for
Raina.
This is horrifying.
Raina, I feel like you're the curveball here.
No, I mean, I feel like this is, listen.
How was John still, was it John?
John is still the in the lead. One. Isn't that wild? I'm looking for girls, pussy. He's leading right now.
Well, this guy's a caveman, like fully.
But he really does look like one. I have an argument in favor of the caveman. Is it?
Okay.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. He's just been like shit on by women. He just needs a girl.
It's our fault.
No. It's clearly his mental illness. But if you could just be nice to him, I think it would just melt. Eventually, he would melt. You won't have to do a lot of sex with him.
I see that. He's like an angry like internet commenter.
Yeah.
And like someone just like is not, you know, nice.
He's very hurt.
Yeah.
Right? He's very hurt.
Very damaged.
It's clear.
Yes.
Yeah, that he's been.
Totally. I'm not going to sleep with him. But
No. You don't have to.
I do think he deserves some kindness from somebody. Nice.
His mom was mean to him.
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
For sure. For sure.
And he's just like, I don't know, he's tired of not getting any attention or affection, I think. Mm-hmm. You know,
you just have to hug him. Yeah. And then he comes.
I would never.
And then he comes.
Someone else can do that.
It's real.
Come you think hugs. He has sex with the skeleton?
Probably.
He probably fucks everything in the apartment.
I feel like no one cares as much as me as what that is. Like,
Care Bear. I said as soon as it started, what is that? Look like George Washington to me.
Two more.
Okay,
I've been on here. I've been polite. I've been kind. I've been honest and sincere. Now, I'd like to have some nookie right on my lips. I would like to have some titties rub my face. I would like to have some sex. I'd like to have a woman in my home.
I hate him so much. I can't.
But I can make love to you.
Nice. I'd rather listen to the cave
like one
guy.
Of these young men or these little boys.
There you go.
They get themselves off and then, oops, they don't care about their partner.
Yeah, Ashley's.
So I'll make you come. Last lady 10-15 times before I even went boom once.
What do you think of that? You look turned on.
These people feel so like they're like they're sex offenders.
Are these people gonna watch this and see me laughing at them and come after me? I want to know.
Your face was amazing. I wish we had immediate playback. And he was like,
"What did you?"
I don't know. I kept thinking, like, don't laugh because these people are going to find me.
Oh, you're okay.
No, so
does this guy
sick.
Is this someone's dad? You know what I mean? Like, what if that was your dad?
Now, in his defense.
Oh, my dad's not this creepy.
In his defense. You know, he's watching.
Dad's handsome.
He's watching. You can see in the reflection. He's watching Rachel Maddow. He's progressive.
He's informed.
Yeah, oh, wait, is
he's
he?
Yeah.
He likes Rachel Maddow.
Yes,
I feel a little better about it now.
There you go.
You dated that guy that looks
I would
like
expect
Rachel
to see like Tucker Carlson.
Now, his message, though, I feel like his message, you know, a little crude the way it's said, but he does make the point, I'm not like these young boys who are just interested in getting themselves off. Last lady I was with 10 to 15 times.
Wow. Who cares? That's what vibrators are for, like rather than this. So there's this guy that's like kind of been... I don't feel threatened, but he's been like after me for how many years?
Jesus Christ.
Well, they're dating now. That's her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's my boyfriend. So he's been sending me love letters and DMing me. He's come to shows. And one time he came to a show and he brought me this like jewelry box and it opened it up and it was a room key. And he was like, I want to eat your ass tonight. It was wild. So he's like,
I hope this video doesn't scare you.
Okay.
Uh-huh. He's like written letters to our joint email. Raina's read him. It's so mortifying. And he's just like, he has a lot of like female comic crushes too. I think he's done this to like Nikki and some other girls, and he's always in the comments.
Okay.
And he's super supportive. Like at first glance, you're like, wow. And then it gets deeper, and the letters are a lot about like, I'll make you come over and over. And it's just the same energy of like, I'm a giver and give me a chance. And it's like beyond creepy.
This guy is not as creepy to me as the other. This guy just seems like an older guy. It's like, I do want some nookie.
Yeah.
I want some.
When the tone in their voice changes, I like. Can't handle it.
You don't like when they do that.
Oh my God. Did you see her? Ashley was just completely closed off to you, Tom.
Can you stop, though?
I'll make you come.
No! He also holds the phone too close to his face.
Of course.
If he's just, it's giving your age. Like, if he just moved it away a little bit, it'd be like,
oh, you don't think that's a good angle?
Like, why can't anybody who writes in this show hold his phone at a normal angle? That is. Everybody is just like, they can't, they have short arms. Everybody has short arms.
Yeah.
Put it in the holder. Right, get one of those arms. And also, too, I don't like when they drop any sort of courtship etiquette. It's like, I've tried being nice, and now I'm just going to put it out there.
It's that like, is what he's doing, right?
Yeah. Stop dropping courtship. Women like courtship.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We don't. This is what dudes respond to.
Exactly.
Gay guys.
Which is why guys are the fucking best. Because we
Stop. You wish I were a man sometimes.
Yeah, cut through this. Cold plunge. Oh, here's some roses. Go fuck yourself. Suck my cock.
The butt stuff. Yeah.
Oh, I'll make you come.
All right.
God,
so,
I hate it.
Isn't that horrible?
Oh, bullshit. You're turned on.
That never works. Who?
Okay. Hold on. I got
the grand finale.
Yeah, the grand finale is ready.
And okay. The yellow lenses, like, ew, yeah. As I have the same ones. I know. Ones, I was like, he kind of looks like Christina. Wait a minute. Is he wearing my glasses?
In a way, you could say there's a perfect match here.
Somebody meme that.
So, you've seen very cool guys.
Yeah,
this is the coolest.
Well, I just tried to give you, you know, a full platter of different types.
Buffet, yeah.
Yes, the buffet. You had the John, who's not going to do much.
You sit on his face.
Right. You had
easy money.
You had this guy, the I'll make you come guy. You had
Daddy. Don't forget.
I don't need to recap. I remember them all very clearly.
We'll never forget them.
They're burned into my brain forever.
Well,
so
here's the last one. And don't forget, we really would like some breakdown of who's the worst, who's the best.
Okay.
Here we go.
You had to rank them.
Good morning, Julia. It's me, Joe. Just wanted to say hi. Wish you a great day. Tell you that meeting you yesterday.
And Ashley is smitten so far.
Probably one of the greatest moments of my life. You were so beautiful.
Oh.
You don't know how beautiful you are to me.
Raina's smitten.
I don't mind a Staten Island
king. You're gorgeous. You're precious. But it's been sitting in my mind when you said to me you want to go back with your ex-boyfriend. Please erase him from your memory. Don't ever go back in the past. I know, because I've been there, and I understand when, you know, you're trying to find somebody and you go on dates and nothing compares to your ex, but there is that better person out there. And Julia, I promise you, it is me. I will love you like you've never been loved before. I will cherish you. I'll make you feel like a woman, a real woman. And believe me, after you experience me, you won't even know who your ex-boyfriend is. Open up your heart to me in your arms.
Oh, still going.
Okay. Let's go full throttle. I could see me falling in love with you.
With you.
I don't know. I just look in your eyes and I just melt.
They met yesterday?
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm heading off to work. This is my cute little home. Everything you see behind me, I built everything. Every square inch from crown molding to chair rail to floors to lighting to plumbing.
I'm into it.
Doors, yeah. Windows.
Manly.
So this is the type of guy you get. I'm a very handy guy. And I'd love to build you whatever you want. You're a sweetheart. So I hope this video doesn't scare you. I just want you to know that. Okay? I look forward to going out to dinner with you. So let's make it happen. Mwah. Ciao, baby.
Ciao, baby.
There you go.
So did these come to you guys?
No.
Okay.
So,
but who's Julia? Just was like, fuck this guy. Let's put this on the internet.
Yes. So what happened was the Julia question is actually very interesting because we ended up meeting Julia and learning the story.
It's a whole saga.
So this is a whole saga. So this one came because this guy was going to the same gym as Julia.
Okay.
And he saw her at sign-in. So he knew that her name was Julia. And then when she walked out of the gym, he followed her and just that's the only interaction they've had is in the parking lot of the gym. And he just spoke to her and she was polite to him.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was having a conversation with her, he was like, can I get your number? And she said, how about I get your number?
Okay.
So he put his number in her phone and then hit call so that he had now her number.
Okay.
So that was their only interaction.
That changes this for me.
And the next morning, this video was in her text, you know, like an unsolicited text from this guy who's saying, good morning, it was great to meet you yesterday. I'm going to change my life and I'm going to fall in love with you and all this stuff. She then showed her friends this video and her friends were like, oh my God. And then they are the ones that had it, that made it circulate.
Okay.
And they, you know, they had fun with it and they kind of were like, asking him for more video. He did a couple more videos, you know.
Well, how did he know about her ex?
See, I'm half asleep on the couch. Disappointed. You got me wrapped around your finger. Cute. But that's all you're getting. I'm exhausted.
Mwah. Oh, he's DeLulu.
Okay, I don't hate a guy that like goes out on a limb, tries to be nice, because I was waiting for him to say something disgusting,
yeah, of course,
or a horse butter body, yeah, or like, I just want to suck on your pussy lips, and he like didn't. And I think this guy was trying to be like chivalrous and go out on a limb.
He was.
If it was a 2-minute video, like I think a 10-second thing could be, it would still give me the ick, but it would be more normal to be like, hey, nice to meet you. This is my house. Everything getting here. I built it. Look how manly I am. I'm going to build you something, sweetheart.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I, it's not for me, but it could be for some people.
There you go.
Ashley?
It's just so delusional.
Yeah.
Like it's so much. So but like much. What do you I'm already kind of doing the mental gymnastics of the other four.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how to compare, you know what I mean?
It's tough, right?
Because yeah. This it's guy, still John for me.
It's still John. Wow. Look at that, John. You know, if you're going to Missouri soon, you might have yourself a little situation.
John captivated you hot.
You guys started too strong. You started with the winner.
Ashley
the
winner. Likes to sit on people's faces and also he looks like he can't run after you if you try to leave. So he's really breathing heavily, like he's not running.
What if he's amazing with his mouth?
He probably is.
Yeah.
You can't sit on that guy's face. He's going to suffocate him. John doesn't have much longer left. Which also is a plus.
Yeah. Should we pivot? Should we tell them the thing now?
What?
All these guys are dead.
This wouldn't change that. I would change how I talked about them, to be completely honest.
I'd
be meaner, actually, because I'm afraid some of them are going to come after us.
But what do you think a Morning Julia guy is like in bed?
Is this guy?
Is he super earnest?
He's giving such small penis. Like, I just feel like this guy, like, not to body shame, but don't you feel like he's got the tiniest
little
dick?
That you get that from this?
I don't know what it is about it.
It's nothing special, if it's anything. It's not large. He's not endowed well.
The whole thing is small dick energy. Yeah. The whole vibe.
That's really interesting. No one's ever said that before.
That is a first.
That is true, yeah.
Like this desperation.
Yeah. Desperation.
Like if this guy's slanging some horse cock, he's not sending this video.
Right.
I've always felt
this about, I have empathy for this because I've always felt that everyone, especially every guy, can relate to the feeling of wanting to send this video, right? But then you go like, oh yeah, don't send this video. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you of saying like, I met someone, oh my God. And then you go, your mind self-corrects it and goes like, don't tell somebody
don't do that.
Well, you know,
I changed when I realized he met her the day before. Like,
yeah, the day before,
if they'd been dating a little bit of time, totally different.
Yeah.
No, this is premature.
Also, if he was hotter.
Well, they could change things. Hotness does take away a lot of things.
Yeah, the goatee is something else. Yeah. It's such a decision.
Yeah. Also, if I like just watched you do something cool, like win a football game or a wrestling match.
She's so into this.
That's crazy.
This guy probably played Pop Warner football.
I think he's Pop Warner. Yeah. Yeah. He probably did play football in fourth grade. Yes.
I also know who this guy is. He's like from Staten Island.
Yeah.
All of his friends are married with kids. He's like the weird Uncle Greg that like hangs out with people, but like never has a girlfriend. He doesn't bring anything to the party with him. People are like, I don't really want him around.
But we've known him a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
That is his guy.
Totally.
He's like a little weird with everyone's kids. He like wants to be a dad so bad.
Yeah.
Not like creepy, but he's just like
weird.
I want to take him home. And you're like, just
don't.
Yeah. And now I feel like I want to show you a couple more.
Yeah,
show,
okay. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Wow, we're still with number one.
Hello, excuse me. Can I talk to you, please, girl? Life feels like hell without a girlfriend. Someone to talk to. Always think about to make me a better person and to bring the best out of me and to enjoy the best forever young years together. Go on adventures.
Still not a blank, drink, by the way.
Have passion in hardcore sex every day and every night. Because I'm trying to sweat, girl. I want to lose some face fat.
Is he on the highway?
So I can look sexy.
Side of the road, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being horny, girl. It's part of life. Everyone's different. I get horny fast, girl.
Pink dick.
It gets hard like a rock, girl. I want you to jack it off, baby, and kiss my neck area, girl. And I'll kiss your neck area too, girl.
Starts
and
off
play
good.
With your hair, girl. And grip my hands on your thighs, baby, and rub it up and down.
Very specific.
It's like he's like a rapper towards the end.
Yeah. You like how he purses his lips in between each sentence?
I hate him.
He punctuates each sentence with.
Yeah. with the duck face.
Yeah. And it started off good. I kind of liked the original pitch of like, let's spend our forever young years together. And then it's you jack my dick, I rub your thighs.
Pink. My dick is pink.
It was kind of sweet, right? It started sweet.
Yeah, I liked the beginning of the pitch. But
yeah, first half second, I was like, he's my pick. And then I also feel like I feel like there's famous people in the world that are like this. Like, I feel like that there are like people out there that are like rappers. Like, I don't want to say Pitbull, but like that energy. And this is their true self.
Is he wearing
it's just
Mercedes?
Weird. You know, famous people are so weird.
Emblem, medallion, yes.
Like that Army Hammer.
Yeah.
That guy that was eating women.
I had a friend that just hooked up with him.
Stop.
Recently?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't want to say too much.
Please do.
But
say it.
Yeah, she said dying. It was amazing sex.
And that doc is crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wait, I thought he was in like the Caribbean being a landlord.
He was in town.
Dang.
Now, did without giving away too much, though, did he go back to his old ways?
He did a lot of what I think is in the doc, like the love bombing up top. You know what I mean? And she just, I don't want to say she fell for it. She knew what was happening, but he's hot and he, you know, made her come. And she was just like, maybe, maybe I'll be the fifth part of the doc. But she met him and then she went home and watched the doc. She just wanted to brush up.
Yeah.
I mean,
what did she think of him
guy.
After that, though? Because it's a terrifying thing to watch.
Right. I know. I think she knew already. But
it
she
was like
to
self-correct?
Like, I think she was trying to like not have a crush. She was like, let me just watch this. And she was like, I don't know.
She's so lucky. He made me come. Like, if every guy you met, there was a documentary about him, you could go brush up about
hilarious.
Him.
Yeah,
that'd be so good. I think it is. I think it's called Instagram.
I think he's trying to get his life
TikTok.
Back. You know, I think he is. He lives in like wherever, the Caymans or something like that. But
He's going to be a creeper until he.
He's wired a certain way. There's just no.
Yeah, there's nothing.
She
for
asked
it.
Him about it.
Yeah.
And
he explained. He was just like, you know, obviously I don't want to eat bones and stuff.
Yeah. Just the flesh.
It was it was the closeness. I don't know.
Well, I get the flesh.
Just sever
the
your
bone.
Tits off. What's the big deal?
Yeah, stupid bitch.
It's just dirty talk. You're not going to do it.
Yeah.
I know you did not mind it.
I did not mind it.
When he did it to you?
No, I've listened to those voicemails, though. They're kind of hot. Listen, I listen to the voicemails once or twice and close my eyes and masturbated.
Wow. You're a sick fuck. You're the sickest person we've had on the show
really
by far. You're sicker than all of these cool guys.
Yeah. It's not.
Holy shit.
I think it's true.
Woo! Damn, dude.
I like his. He's a very deep voice, and it's just like.
He's got a great voice, and he's handsome.
He's very handsome.
I'm
like,
I'm going to tie you to the bed, and you're not going to be able to move. And I love that shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know how. But you got to separate him from the actions, yeah? Like, do you just kind of divorce him from who he is?
I haven't watched the doc, so it's pretty bad, right? Like all of it, right? Okay. I guess I don't know. I think I know just like the top level stuff.
He's real nut.
So the voicemails, by the way, came out like day one. This was long before like tons of women came forward and said he sexually assaulted me. Like,
That's in the doc.
Very early on.
Oh, I guess I'm not trying to I guess I kind of forget all of the details.
No, be who you are. That's what you like. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm just saying, day one voicemails, I was into it. Once you got a little more information, I divorced myself from the situation.
Sure, sure.
Because there is something really captivating and turning oning, if that's the word, where a guy wants to consume you. You're like, you're that into me. You just want to fucking
eat my body.
Yeah, you're like, you want to eat me and then digest me and shit me out. Like, yeah, that's hot.
I don't think he got that far.
Tom, would you eat me and shit me out?
I mean,
yeah.
Love to. Can't wait to use the Toto wash to spray you off my ass cheeks. So
you guys
hot.
Feel like this guy is just, he's too bald.
It's
shiny.
It's deeply bald.
It's really shiny. Yes, he's waxed his head and he shaves that every day.
Another goatee.
I love him. I love his name is Glendale Gary. Yeah. I mean, he. I don't know. I got a soft spot for him, maybe because he's an Angelino. And
so
a flat tire? Like, what is going on? Why is it on the side of the road?
He just makes videos when he feels inspired. You know, it just happened to be right then. He's like, I got to pull over and shoot this right now.
A forever young.
He's like, I'm waiting for AAA girl.
Sometimes he's like, in the car. He's like, you like this Mercedes Benz? Huh?
At first glance, he was giving like the Greek driver that I fucked. You know, like
wait,
at
what?
First,
yeah. Which Greek driver?
I fucked our driver in Greece. It was but he kind of had that.
Like your Uber driver or a guy you?
He was like the drive. We had
the hired driver.
The driver.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good looking guy.
Yeah,
he actually also drove a Mercedes, much like this. Guy.
A Sprinter van.
It was the van. Yeah. It was a 16-passenger van.
I think I've had that guy
the
when
Benz.
I was in Greece.
You guys get it.
Nice guy. Yeah, he was really fucking very handsome.
Giannis. Yes, you know him.
I know him.
They share necklaces.
Hey, how y'all doing, baby girl?
Oh, my God, this one.
You got that apple. Ay-ya-yah.
It's the one tooth for me.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. Look at you. Y'all missed that ball? Huh?
What?
Well, guess what? I'm coming at your fat ass.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't matter if you got a big booty or a flat booty. I'm coming to get that booty. And look, I want to lick them drawers. Ay-ya-yah. One love for all them beautiful women. I don't give a damn where you're from.
He's very romantic.
Let me put my tongue in your ass.
Yeah, he wants to eat you and shit you out.
That nunu.
Nunu.
Yeah, baby. And I want your feet too. Oh. You understand?
Oh.
Yeah, look, I want to dig in your booty. Ooh, that's some kush kush.
Ashley likes
y'all
it.
Y'all know what's a banana split?
You know what a banana split is?
No.
Well, we going to use your booty.
There you go.
Okay. I'm gonna hit the. I gotta break it in half. You understand?
I feel sick.
And put some corn chips, smash that up there.
What is this?
Yeah,
hand?
He's got a pen.
I'm telling you, and put.
All right, I don't think you guys are turned on.
He's a little old for me.
He's older.
That's the deterrent.
It's not.
Of all the other stuff,
his teeth kind of remind me of my dog.
He doesn't have great teeth.
Neither does
some people. Yeah, some
my
people
dog's fucked up.
Have the gift with their teeth, and some don't. Yeah.
So his age is initially the thing.
That's the front runner of the problems for Ashley.
This guy, 30 years ago, maybe.
Hey,
wow.
Guys, please, I'm
full mouth of teeth. 30 years ago,
right?
He probably wasn't wearing his hat sideways.
This guy, if he was a different person, maybe.
Right,
different.
But are we still
human.
Going with John? Is he the leader then? It's John
the
for
first
you,
guy?
The first guy.
If gun to my head, had to do it.
Wow.
I also just like, they all just seem off.
Yeah. You know,
like, John,
can I tell you
seemed,
something?
Like,
you're spot on. We didn't give you a bunch of fucking tens.
Is it just me? Or are these guys kind of weird?
Yeah, she's like, these guys are not cool, dude.
Like, did anybody else in the room realize this? Wait, where are the hot, cool guys? What's the segment?
This is it. This is who you get. Welcome to YMH.
This is who you're getting.
Okay.
I met like a messenger. Like, deranged. Like, John just seemed like the least deranged.
I think John is schizophrenic.
Oh,
I think definitely.
Crush like, my dreams, why don't you?
I built a Ferris wheel out of beef jerky.
You're right. Yeah.
So he's delusional. He's definitely enjoying his own thoughts.
They were right that he's not going to chase you.
He can't.
Yeah.
He can't.
You know what I mean? You can sit on his face for a moment
now,
and then take off.
The problem with Unc Shine is if you give him just a little something, this guy is going to be at your front door.
This guy or the guy before?
Like a stray cat. This one. When you feed a stray cat,
right?
You give him a little bit of nookie, he's going to be all up in your asshole.
Okay, the guy before that, if I could convince him to have like a 3-day shadow on his head.
Wait, which one? Other Glendale Gary, yeah.
Ah.
And like grow a beard instead of a goatee. And I got to look at the shade of pink that his penis is.
Pink penis.
Pink is a crazy thing to call out.
It's a pig dick.
Yeah, pink.
It's disgusting.
Pink. Like, we love pink.
It's not in my penises.
Right.
But
our vibrators are pink.
But how pink? Right.
Like, it's how like, pink that you had to call out that it's pink. Not fleshy.
Don't you
pink.
Feel like.
Here he is, another thing.
I agree.
Of him.
It's my turn.
Oh, see, he has a beard here.
He's got a beard here.
Already improving.
Yeah.
He's got a suspended license.
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
She likes it. Toxic. A little toxic.
Oh. He's kind of tall. I
there
don't
you go.
I like his outfit.
Yeah.
Wearing white
like
joggers.
About being famous, all that shit means nothing to me.
He's also giving like Andrew Tate.
Take a picture, all that shit means nothing
yes.
to me.
He has the most manicured face hair.
Assholes. You can't judge me, motherfucker. I got respect for law enforcement.
So he was clearly manic in the other one.
Raina's turned this on. Is she the, likes him.
What do you this think he filmed that while he was waiting for the?
He was in a manic episode. Yeah. I think he was.
I think you're right. Actually,
yeah.
I think
and
you're
right. This is yeah. now. This is the opposite now, of the manic.
I didn't think that we get there. You said your thing is they have to be 6 feet. Right.
I like tall guys. I like real big, like
you
masculine.
You like to
men.
Feel small.
I mean, I sweet. Always feel small because yeah. I am a tiny little.
But
person.
What if it's a great dude, you meet him and he's 5'8"?
Yeah, your ex wasn't big. 5'10", close enough.
But he wasn't jacked.
He wasn't what?
What makes him great?
No, I'm saying he has a bunch of other great qualities.
Uh huh.
Right, that you like, whatever that
sure.
might be. He's
a funny guy.
The yeah, there's all these
smart,
things that you.
Fucks well. Yeah, yeah, great.
Then, but he's 5'7½". You're like, nah.
I mean, it's not my dream. Like, I think we all have a dream of, like, if I could
yeah,
build
but that's
a person.
Like that's just a build a person fantasy, though.
That's why I think dating apps aren't really for me. They're not my favorite thing because right. I would never swipe yes on somebody like that. But if they walked up to me in a bar and that was the coolest, funniest person, then I wouldn't be like, ew, gross, get
yeah,
away
right. He's still fucking 7½ inches taller than you.
Right.
Yeah, like, he's still.
I know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Some short kings are lovely. I've dated short kings. I like them.
I mean, I'm 5'10", and I used to, like, hook up with this basketball player in college who was 6'9", and I was like, this is too tall for me. Like,
yeah.
So that's your height difference. Like, I was like, I'm straining my neck. Like, this is too
yeah.
big.
Too I like tall. A big guy. Yeah, it's just
like a foot taller.
That guy's fucking weird tall. Like, that guy's.
Well, he was our basketball center.
Yeah, but I'm yeah. saying that's freaky tall.
Totally.
You're
but
fucking,
I'm just saying the height
comparison of yeah. her
a foot
to his
taller
height.
To me was,
also
like, so bizarre.
Part of you is like, hey, man, are you a monster? You're fucking 6'9".
He had a it's monster.
I'm sure.
He pulled that dick out. I was like, it tumbled. Out, I was just like, what? Tumbled. Like a slinky went on the stairs. Yeah, I was just like, we can just cuddle. That's not, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Can you give me some idea? Let's put it this way. I was blessed enough to meet my husband early in life, so I don't have a ton of dick range. What's a tumbler for you? Can you give me a hand representation? Show me with your hands.
Well, what is that? It's probably 10
is it
inches?
The liquid death can?
What? Well, it was just the biggest dick I ever saw.
Is it a liquid death can?
It was
girth?
In proportion to his body.
Yeah.
Right?
Like that's it's okay. So here's sure. the thing that I would talk about sometimes on stage is like huge dudes, because I heard some NFL players talk about this. Like they have a normal sized dick, but it looks so small
right.
in comparison. Like it was some NFL player was like, I have a decent dick, but it looks like you hung the Mona Lisa in the Hoover Dam. It's just like not
he's
impressive.
He's enormous. Yeah.
But his dick at 6'9", at this huge dude was like proportionate to his body. That's I mean, ridiculous. With a measuring stick. I mean, what is the biggest dick in the
Show
world?
Show me the can. Is it the can?
Oh, girth wise? Yeah. It was on. Longer than the can.
This girth is
Tom, this
girth,
not barely, this is you.
This girth is crazy.
Yeah, not this.
No
thick.
Way. Come on.
No. It's fitting. Not. It's yeah. not. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. But I feel like it was probably.
It was girthy and it was.
And
long.
So long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think so many girls it was are like, shocking. I want a huge dick and I don't profess to want that.
Well, I didn't. I was like, I can't. I'm not taking
you
this.
But you did.
That. I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I was just like, we can just like make out.
Oh, I got you.
I was like, I don't. I've never seen something. Like that.
It's too much. I don't want to be in pain while I'm having sex, like fighting. The guy I dated.
See?
Was
See
like,
how lucky you got?
How long have you guys been together?
45 years.
Wow, that long. Yeah. And you're still doing butt stuff, maybe.
Please. And every woman that we ever on stage or off meet, she's like, what's his dick like? Could you give me some specs on that? Yeah, every guy. She's like, how's that dick?
Can I tell you
how's
what
going?
I'm going to start a new podcast called Dick Chat. And we just
I could talk about dicks forever. Dicks are insane to me. The way they change by the day.
Yeah, they do.
Like they have different days. They're different
Thank
sizes
you.
By the day. It's
and
crazy.
We have,
all
right, we have good Ashley. Days and bad days too. Like you know, girls are like, I'm having a good hair day.
Listen, my boyfriend talked. We talk about this. Heavy dick day, light dick day.
Yeah,
like
oh, yeah.
I'm like, is that the same dick from last night? His dick looks so different.
Yeah,
so
yeah bigger.
Yeah, his dick
the
changes.
The way they grow.
If yeah. they're hot, a hot
Whenever,
day.
Here's what I always say too. I always say this to women. If they ever saw my dick and they thought it was small, I would always tell them, by the way, it gets smaller. Like it, I've seen this thing where I'm like, it looks like a toddler's dick. Whenever you go to, for some reason, whenever you walk into like a medical facility, if you're getting a physical, mm-hmm. your dick like just like hides. It hides on top of your balls. And it's like, can anyone see me? It's so small.
So wild.
Yeah, it's so wild. And then yeah. there's days where it's just wild. Like you yourself see it and you're like, wow, this thing's like flapping around today.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I love talking about it.
Me
like
too.
I'll ask my boyfriend, like, what's your dick like today? Like, yeah. I just like to know.
Or even ball chat. We could do dick talk and then ball chat.
I love this idea.
Yeah.
I neglect the balls completely. Do you,
I love balls.
Are you into the balls?
I love balls. So I'm saying we could talk about
what,
balls and dicks all day.
Can you teach me what
you
love about them?
You fucking Bautista's going to take this shit?
I'll do anything he wants, okay? I hope he listens to this podcast. I am here for him any hole.
You hear that, Dave?
Any body part.
Because wow. balls can range too, much like the deep.
Do you ever see them breathe and they just yeah. like a brain, they like it's move
fucking
around?
Fucking fascinating.
But some guys, I always just ask, like, do you care about balls or not? Because I'll get down there, but sometimes guys are like, I'd rather, I don't care.
Yeah, I've sure. never had a request for it. Ever.
Never?
No one's ever requested it.
What, you hook it up with chicks? Fucking.
Like, what do you do with balls? This is so far out of my league.
Well, from what there's basically three types. I feel like there's people who are like, don't touch my balls.
Don't touch at all, okay?
Then there's like light, I like light stuff, right?
What's a light? Like, well, I'm tongue saying or finger?
Anything. Like, I just like, yeah. they're sensitive. The I still enjoy it.
I like
it.
To do like stress balls.
Yeah, I like it. And then there's marbles. Like these dudes who like aggressiveness on their balls where I'm like, I'm out. That is crazy.
I hooked up with one yeah. guy that wanted me to do that. He was on so much coke. Oh. And he was like, pull harder. He made me pull that's on them. Me. And I was like, I'm going to really hurt
to
you.
Each their own, but that shit is can, only to me because damage. For me, I'd be like, I'm going to throw yeah. up. Like, that's going to hurt so bad.
Didn't he want you to like put stockings around him?
A different guy wanted okay. me to tie stockings around his balls and like really like step on them.
This is
stuff.
Your dream.
Love it. I love these videos. I love these videos where these Japanese women.
You're the most fucked up person yeah. on the show
thank
now.
You. Thank you.
What is it, Brazilian, where she's kicking the guy?
No,
the
she
balls?
Was, that was like an Uruguayan accent. She was like, sufri, sufri, sangre. Yeah,
I could do
was,
that for a living.
She was like kicking him and there was blood pouring out. And it was not a cheat kind of shot. It was real. Yeah. And she was pulling holy aggressive, shit. Stepping
I'm
on the heels.
I'm real dark-sided, you guys. If I had to make a living and have kids or whatever, I could do the dominatrix thing, hands down.
I could see guys that. In the nut. Yeah. Pee on them in their mouth.
Well, you don't have to have sex with them either. Yeah,
I don't want to have sex with them.
You don't have to. That's part of it.
That's the best part.
You tell them, keep dreaming.
Yeah. Right,
that's
yeah.
the best part. And yeah. you just kick them in the nuts if they want. Maybe. Clean my house, pig.
Pee on them.
Easy.
The pee stuff is crazy. We had a guest on our podcast, too. She dabbled in that for a little bit. Guys oosh. That really want to be peed on, like all right, drink your pee
money.
And all that stuff.
Easy. Yeah. I got the pee. You want the pee? Have right. the pee. Also, every time I take off my underwear at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, money, bit. Money in the trash. I could be selling these. That's another easy money. Why aren't you girls selling your panties?
Listen, you could. Why not?
I have two children.
So what?
But like, where do you do it? It like, I thought about this with foot stuff, too. I'm like, I'll sure. sell this stuff. But foot where?
Finder.
Like, where are
foot
the...
Finder.
You just log in, you create an account.
Or create an OnlyFans or something.
Yeah, I don't want to go down that road.
Why?
It doesn't have to be... Well, they're already successful.
No, I know, but I'm saying, but that's the thing. OnlyFans... OnlyFans now though has like there's like superstars who are doing completely non-sexual stuff.
I would just do feet stuff.
Easy.
Yeah. Do it.
Easy.
Yeah. She has pretty feet. I have really ugly feet.
Yeah,
I
but
could
your
do, like,
feet are oh. somebody. Your feet are specific, really and I feel like there's people out there that really want what you got.
See, that's all what right. we discovered on this show. We just said that is that there's a guy out there for everything mm-hmm. you hate about
that
yourself.
You have, yeah.
Some
yeah.
guy thinks it's the hottest
totally.
Thing that's ever happened.
That's true.
So women, we're so hard on ourselves. And it's like, don't worry about it. That thing you totally. Hate, some guy is just Jane is so hard to it
you
right
guys
now.
You should start your foot pages today. I don't know what the fuck you're doing. Hey, what's the live show like? Because I'm like, I want to know it. You know, you're doing one here tonight. But like,
yeah.
what is your guys'
oh,
live show? What happens at it?
They're wild. They yep. are not sit down. We don't record them and release them. Like, they're just a circus. Like, we open with, we typically have like an NFL or NBA drumline or cheerleaders. And
oh, wow.
We have like cryo jets and t-shirt cannons and strippers and like insane
that's
stuff.
A fucking fun
tons
show.
Of
that's
audience
fun.
Participation. Like, okay. we share stuff we don't share on the podcast. We tell stories and things like that. But it's a lot of audience coming up. We've recently
had they come up on stage.
We've had
everything?
People come up on stage wow. and one thing I'll just say it because it's like my favorite thing we've been doing and I like it to be a surprise, but whatever, you know, we're all family here.
Yeah.
So we used to have a bunch of male strippers and they would come out. We would do group performances, sometimes Magic Mike style, sometimes they would like dance on Rain and whatnot. And I was like, let's try something a little bit different. Let's like not do the strippers for the show and instead see if people will send their boyfriends and husbands on stage to like win vibrators to like, you know, take
oh,
back.
That's nice.
And I was like, are guys going to do this? You know, it was like we were at the Apollo in New York. I was like, are they going to come up? And we like just tried it and men like rushed the stage. We've had to like send them away. We will get 8 to 10 regular dudes. And then we play a song for each of them. I just like kind of like suss them out. I'm like, he's going to be like a pony guy or he's going to be, yeah. you know, buttons by putting.
We give them stripper names. They take yeah. their clothes off. They
oh,
dance with
fun.
Each other.
So you have a fun. It's
the
a fun time.
Goes wild.
They go. The crowd goes wild for that more than the strippers because yeah. you don't see it coming. There's these like dads up there. They get khakis on. They're just like woo. Like it's wild
yeah,
stuff.
You're letting them,
it
like,
sounds
let
like
loose.
Yeah, yeah. They have a place uh-huh. to be wild.
We have talent shows. So we had one girl spray breast milk in the crowd. We had some
oh,
queef on
gosh.
Demand. We have had
we
like
crazy shit.
Singers,
and we,
dancers,
and we do a new show for every city. So we ask for like audience. We tell them to send emails. emails about the craziest shit you've gone on with your friends, your your man, your people you're bringing, and it turns into these just like really insane experiences. It's just tailored to every city.
Sure.
How fun.
Really they're cool. Wild. Yeah. It's really fun.
They've just gotten like bigger and better over the years. We're like, how can we make this feel like even more like rock star with like the CO2 and the t-shirt cans and all this stuff?
It's yeah, you're fun. Raising you're raising the value of the ticket. There's mm-hmm. production value, there's entertainment, it's mm-hmm. fun, and it's a good time. Yeah. Super well fun. Look, we're big fans. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having you guys. It's so fun.
Haven't yet listened, you gotta check out Girls Gotta Eat podcast, see them on tour. They're currently doing the Girls Gotta Eat Snack City tour, and of course you can get yourself a sex toy. Their sex toy company is called Vibes Only. Is there anything else you want
to
plug?
Do you want me to give you the toys?
Of course.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And we have blowjob gel. Have are you blowjob? Do you do blowjobs?
I mean, I've had them for how many years? Yeah.
Not like Jeez. Regularly.
I mean, you can always do more.
All right, so we brought you guys three things.
Thanks, buddy.
You, YMH Studios, this is the first time we've ever given this to anybody except for yesterday
what?
On another
Let's
one of the podcasts
it.
Under your studio. So that is the Allison. It's a vibrating Thanks, rabbit. And nice. Then this Beautiful. Is a butt plug.
Thank you. Jesus Christ.
That's
finally.
What we've been waiting for.
And there's an app. If you're long distance with your partner or your partner travels Aww. A lot, you can use the remote control long distance.
How Let's lovely. Do that one, babe.
Each other's. And we brought you a blowjob gel That'd pumpkin cool. spice
pumpkin
flavor.
Spice for fall.
Ooh, maybe if you could send a gallon nice. Of that to the house, that'd
be nice.
You could do that in the, on your pumpkin. Asshole, too.
Yeah, you sure can.
Uh-huh. Maybe make it taste better. Pumpkin spice.
Stop with the excuses.
Booty.
It is safe for, it's vulva safe, safe for all.
This is nice packaging.
Yeah, and really like, nice. Here, mommy, you show me.
Jesus.
You.
So it's just
really nice packaging. Oh,
the packaging
wow.
experience.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's a nicey.
Look at that.
There you
that
go.
That goes right in your asshole, Tom.
And then I can focus and I can clean my house.
One that's in the awesome. Pink, one in the stink.
Yeah.
Meow.
Oh, you guys, what a moment.
All right.
This is really good. This is really high quality, nice and Here's soft.
We
really
we spent be. A year perfecting it. We love it.
Yeah, whatever you guys want to do with it. You're nice the first person to get this. Nice Ashley and slow. I and you.
Thanks. Yeah. Is this to put on your keychain so you can carry it with you?
There you go.
Picking up the kids at school.
I can see myself being hyper focused when this is in, and then you're like, when it comes out.
Yeah, that's not as big as I thought. A butt plug.
We purposely made it a little smaller because we wanted it to be like
for
a
girls.
Better, like girl shaped. Yeah.
So literally, nice. This one goes in your bee hole, and this one goes in your meows.
No, that's the. It's
oh, sorry.
The clit. I just the top that. Is for your clit. Whatever you want to do, though, no judgment. The top is for the clit.
Do you know
clit
how many
stimulator.
Years it would take her to figure that out? It would be like 10 years from now. She's like, I've been putting this in my Hold asshole on. For 10 years.
I swear, I probably would have gone
I really
like,
would have been.
Tom, this one goes in my ass. I'm not really enjoying. Oh my God. What is wrong with me?
By the way,
the shaft goes inside of your vagina. And then.
Be fair. I'm bigger than this fucking.
Much guy. Bigger. No, so, no. Yeah, this is bullshit. This is, come on, compared to you, Tom.
All right.
Please.
You're not even going to feel that.
No. Pussy's so loose.
Well, I guess you can't put it in your asshole that. Now. That's why she was like, this will go in my butthole. This won't fit in my pussy. It'll fall right out.
All right.
I really thought. I got panicked. I did. I saw it. And I was like, wait, how am I going to fit that one in my rectum?
It's not a strap-on. It's not
oh,
a strap-on,
shit.
To,
yeah.
to be clear.
This is all real. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you
Thanks
for
having us.
We'll see you again
so
soon.
Fun.
I can't wait. All right, bye guys. Thank
bye.
You.
Hello. Excuse me. Can I talk to you, please, girl? Cause I'm trying to sweat, girl. Kiss my neck, girl. Pink and pink eat, girl. Jack it off, baby. Cause I'm trying to sweat, girl. Kiss my neck, girl. Pink and pink eat, girl. Jack it off, baby. Grip my hands on your thighs, baby. And rub it up and down. And rub it up and down. Rub it up and down. Grip my hands on your thighs, baby. And rub it up and down. And rub it up and down. Kiss your neck, yeah, you do, girl. Cause I'm trying to sweat, girl. Kiss my neck, girl. Pink and pink cake, girl. Jack it off, baby. Cause I'm trying to sweat, girl. Kiss my neck, girl. Pink and pink cake, girl. Jack it off, baby.